Okay, I've got Dan Milmo, our transport correspondent, on the line. You're at Sandown, I gather. What's happening there?
Well, there's a meeting of BA cabin crew to discuss the latest developments in strike talks, and also, indeed, to discuss the strike that is scheduled for 1 minute past midnight tomorrow.
There was going to be a photo opportunity, I gather, at Sandown as well, which has been cancelled. Some people are seeing that as a sign of a possible kind of resolution. What do you think of the prospects?
I have taken soundings on that. What I would say is really don't read a positive or a negative thing into it. I do know that the talks really are in the balance, on the knife edge, pick your cliche. But I think the photo op has mainly been called off because there's probably not going to be a colour of the papal smoke, as it were, at 1 o'clock.
Just briefly set us through what you understand the kind of stumbling blocks are in the talks.
This has to come, I'm afraid, a journalist shouldn't say this, a bit of a health warning, but what I understand is that there are outstanding issues over disciplinary procedures against the 38 BA staff relating to the industrial dispute and their behaviour during it. Also, there appear to be stumbling blocks over a BA strategy called New Fleet. Simply put, that means recruiting cabin crew on lower wages and different working conditions and put onto a separate fleet of planes, a kind of mini BA within BA. And there are severe objections and issues with Unite over that strategy. So those are at least two things that I know are still being wrangled over last night and this morning.
From the outside, it just looks as if Unite itself is divided over this. Is that over a strike? Is that fair?
Well, I think it's fair to say that there is concern within Unite that if a strike goes ahead, it's going to be very tough for the cabin crew union. It's going to be very tough for Unite's own reputation. And I think there is there's an awareness that clearly if you look around in the media and take soundings from the public, that perhaps they haven't quite taken the public and the media with them. So I think there's concerns about the ramifications of a walkout. But I mean, from what I understand, if the talks break down, which is still possible at this 11th hour, then Unite will back a walkout.
Okay, Dan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.